This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
God, tell me something. I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard.
What do you mean? Whistle when you walk by the graveyard? I got it quiet?
I don't know.
You want to have respect for those that have passed on, so you're trying not to, like, you know, party and stuff on someone's grave.
Whistling is mean.
I think it means, like, I don't, like, act like everything's cool when, like, things aren't. I think that's the context he was using it in.
It's over my head. Shout out to Frey. I don't know, man. I don't know. All I know is we're halfway home here on a Monday. We're going to be talking to JT Snow here, Joe. As I say, good morning to you, Carter, Sam, all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for summer vacation. Let's go. Summer vacation. Now, a lot of the parents are like, oh, God, what am I going to do with my kids? They're hanging around. Like, I was never a summer camp kid when I grew up. Only because my mom worked from home. So they're not going to pay extra to do that. So I was either home, I was riding my bike around the parks, I was doing a lot. Back then, Joe, I mean, back then, it was like 25 years ago. But even 25 years ago, I was like, yeah, go take your bike, just ride around, do whatever you want. And just get out of my hair during the summertime. That was summer for me. Were you a camp kid? What were you doing in the summer?
I, like many kids my age, did hits and hoops at Crusader Camp at Reardon. And it was the best. They used to give you gold cups, purple plastic cups. Shout out to everybody who did Crusader Camp back in the day and hits and hoops. And my little cousins, Noli and Liam, are actually going to Crusader Camp here coming up.
Awesome. That's great. That's a great time out at Crusader.
It really is.
I'm like, okay. So as the name would say, you play baseball and basketball?
Yeah, yep. And then okay. Sacred Heart had a camp that I went to in 7th or 8th grade. I think it was baseball and basketball as well. There were lots of different camps.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking this or that. When it comes to camps, for me, you know, I was always, I'm out. Like, I always saw those people when I was a kid, but by myself, I was like, oh, you guys are doing camps? Like, you can't just leave and do whatever the hell you want. But there was always part of me that was a little jealous. I was like, oh, they're playing all these fun games, and I kind of want to join in on them, but I'm not part of the camp that's at the local public park. It's like, eh, they're playing, like, flag football and stuff. I always wanted to join, but I couldn't. But you know what I want to be joined by now is JT Snow, former Giants first baseman, current bench coach for the Oakland Ballers, and he joins us now on the River Islands Guest Line, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. It's time for you to discover the islands. River Islands in Lathrop. JT, good morning. How we doing, man?
We're good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
We're doing great. We're talking some Giants, obviously winners of two of past three this weekend in Miami, Miami salvaging that road series. But the bats... JT, they've been struggling mightily. I'm not asking for you to cure it, because obviously there's no one single cure when it comes to an entire lineup that's struggling and slumping like this. But What do you do as a player when, like, the entire team, it feels like, is struggling top to bottom? Is it as infectious as, like, maybe... And it's almost like I compare it in golf when, like, you're in a group of buddies, like, in a foursome that's playing, and, like, one guy is struggling, and that could be contagious for the other people around them. They're so bad that everyone else starts playing poorly. Or it could be the opposite, right? All it takes is one guy to get hot, and then everyone else starts to get hot around him. You get what I'm saying here? Is there any, like, truth to that, where, like, one hit or one thing could just change everything when it comes to the bats?
Yeah, that's some good stuff there. I'm a big golfer, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And sometimes in golf, you've got to keep your head down and not watch the other guy hit a shot. You don't want to be affected by it. But, no, I mean, it's been chronicled, right? The offense is not been what they thought. And the ironic thing was I was down in spring training with the team. Buster invited me down. He brought a bunch of ex-players down there. We had a great time just talking to the guys. And the Giants had a great spring, and they had some guys that baseball is just funny because as a player, when you have a great spring, you're a little bit nervous when the season starts because you know it's a game of averages and you get hot, you get cold. Most guys want to have just an average spring, and then when the season starts, get hot. But we've seen the bats cool off and just a struggle for runs. And the beginning of the year, they were great, right? And this whole the Buster thing was happening, and guys are having good at-bats and good situational hitting, getting guys over, stealing bases, putting bunts down, hitting runs. But it's kind of gone cold the last, you know, couple weeks. And I think as a player, that's one of the things that makes baseball so great. It's an individual sport, but it's played by a team, and you just have to kind of take care of yourself. And I think when you're struggling, you got to go back and say, the first thing I always did was, is it mechanical? And you watch video. It's not mechanical. Am I swinging at strikes? I'm not swinging at strikes. So I need to get the ball in the strike zone, because the old saying, you're only as good as the pitches you swing at. And, you know, they got some new players. Adames is new. He signed a huge contract. Him and Chapman have huge contracts. I think if you ask them, they would probably say, you know, they're underperforming right now, hitting, you know, 235 and 208. And I think Adames is learning how hard it is to hit in San Francisco. But the thing you can do as a team is just go back and try and start having good at-bats. And what I mean by good at-bats is work the count, put the ball in play, be a productive out. And we've seen a lot of swing and misses, not a lot of runs scored. And the pitching has been great, right? The pitchers are keeping them in the game. And I always go back to when I was playing, Brian Sabin, our GM, was, give us four runs, we're going to win the game. And when I was playing, we had a pretty good offensive unit. But, yeah, it's been a little frustrating. Guys at the bottom of the lineup, you know, there's a lot of averages in the 100s, which – It's June 1st now, June 2nd. It's time to go. I mean, the season's a third of the way over. You kind of know what kind of team you have. And this schedule, this homestand, it's going to be a great homestand with the Padres and Braves coming in. This is going to get real. This is going to test you. Then they go play the Rockies and the Dodgers, and they come back, and I think they play the Red Sox. And so we're going to find out a lot. And these next 20 games is going to be very telling.
You know, you referenced a lot of the guys in the 100s. Pat Bailey is one of them, and he's a switch hitter. And I've just asked out loud, you know, I wonder how long they're going to have him continue to switch hit. I know early in your career you were a switch hitter, and then you went exclusively left-handed. Right now, yep, he's batting 154 against lefties, where he's a right-handed batter. What went into your thought process in terms of going to exclusively left-handed, and what makes it very difficult to be a switch hitter in the modern day?
So, my thought process was I tore the labrum in my right shoulder, so I couldn't hit right-handed. It's your top hand. I couldn't get my top hand over to release that top hand. So I decided, you know, maybe give it a try. I was a natural left-handed hitter. Most switch hitters and Bailey's, most guys that can run that are fast are naturally right-handed. They go to the left side because they can put the ball in play and maybe beat out an infield hit. So I tried it. My splits, when I was switch hitting, I was always about 280, 290 off righties. And, you know, I was like 230, 240 off lefties. And so I remember telling Dusty, like, let me just try it. So he put me in a game. I was facing a former Giants pitcher, Jason Christensen, who's with the Pirates. Threw me a slider, and I banged it off the left center wall, and then I'm like, I'm done. I'm done switch hitting. but I think that's a personal decision for him and the hitting coaches to talk about. I know it always feels like when you abandon something, you're giving up or you're feeling weak about it, but sometimes you got to step back as your career goes on and realize, how am I more productive, and how can I better help the team? So, yeah, that's a tough decision. But he's going to get – the reason I did it, too, was you're going to get off days against tough lefties anyway. So if you're just hitting left-handed, you're going to get an off day. And your workload switch hitting is really hard. You got to be there early, take extra swings. You got to try and stay locked in left-handed because you're hitting about 80% of the time left-handed and 20% right-handed. But you're always working on your right-handed swing. And I think it's the hardest thing to do in any sport is to be a switch hitter and be locked in from both sides. So that's up to him. It's a personal decision. But sometimes there'll be a signal, there'll be a sign to, like, maybe I let it go and just try and be better from one side.
Yeah, you know, it's great breakdown on that one. You referenced Willie Adames and maybe learning how difficult it is to hit at home, and that's definitely true. I mean, we see this year after year with the Giants. He is hitting better at home than he is on the road, which is surprising. If he came to you and he said, hey, JT, like, what are you seeing in my at-bats? What would maybe your suggestion or your analysis be?
I think cut down on your swing a little bit. And the longer guys play, the league gets a book on you, right? They know it doesn't matter. He played in Milwaukee. He played Miami in Milwaukee, now with the Giants. They get a book on you. And I watched almost all the games this year. And sometimes the swing can get long, and just cut down a little bit and try, and as a hitter, we want to try and get into a hitter's count. We want to try and get first pitch is not a bad pitch to hit. We want to get 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1. We start getting 0-2, 1-2, 2-2, even 3-2. Those are tough counts to hit in. So I was saying earlier, when you're struggling, you go back and look at mechanics first, and then am I swinging at strikes? Try and get ahead in the count. And I'll tell you, as a hitter, it's hard. We've all struggled. You go up to the plate, you look at the scoreboard, and you see your average, and you're not happy with it. You have to just take it one game at a time and just start trying to have good at-bats and take a 1-for-3, a 1-for-2, work a walk, get a sack fly. And then the more strikes you start swinging at, then your swing comes back. You cut it down a little bit. You put the ball in play, and then you start taking out. But it's always hard. I was always a slow starter. I like the warmer weather. And it's just hard when you get off to a slow start because you're just pressing every at-bat. The old saying, you know, you're trying to hit the three-run home run every at-bat. Just slow down and take it one game at a time and just start trying to have good series. Because when you're playing in a series, they got a four-game series with the Padres. You're going to get you're going to get 16, 17, 18 at-bats. Now, I'm going to try and get 5-6 hits this series and then start working from that. And then your confidence comes back. You start seeing the ball better and start helping the team out. So, if the offense gets going, they can be dangerous, but it just kind of keeps sputtering a little bit, looking for runs.
Talking to JT Snow here on the Morning Rose, former Giants first baseman, current bench coach for the Oakland Ballers. And you referenced JT. You worked with Bryce Eldridge, obviously, in spring training this last offseason. And obviously, the bats are struggling. What do we do as a fan base, right? It's like, all right, can we make a big trade?
Yeah.
Who's out there? Can we make this? And everyone's trying to make a big trade now. This thing with the third wild card, everyone feels like they're a game or two or a run away from being right in it. So everyone's going to be trying to look to get those big boppers, right? Or you look from within and you look at a top prospect could we call up. And obviously, Bryce is a larger-than-life figure. We've seen the pop. We've seen the power. He's in double A right now. What more does Bryce have to do in the minors to show that he could come up to the big boy squad now because it doesn't feel...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like they're even close at all to bringing this guy up, albeit if that injuries happen, right, they're forced to. But what does he have to do to show the organization, the Giants organization, to say, you know what, no, I do belong up here with the big boys, and I can help this team and bring a thump to the lineup?
Yeah, I think, like you said, he's in Double A right now, so the next step would be to get him to Triple A. And, you know, he's hitting 280 down there. He got off to a slow start because he had a wrist injury, and he's got 7 homers and 20 RBIs and 120-something at-bats. He's starting to hit the ball over the fence. I think I've always been excited when a guy gets hot and then you bump him up to the next level and see what he does. Because the mostly the best competition or pitching is in Double A. Triple A is kind of a holdover, right? 4A guys, big league guys, maybe not good enough, maybe veteran guys. You get to Triple A. But I think I worked with him in spring training. I was down there the week. He's a great kid. He's mature beyond his age. He's very engaging, loves to talk, and I've been in contact with him during the season. And I think you just – maybe if he takes another spurt in Double A, maybe you bump him up to Triple A, and then I think the brass in San Francisco will watch that and see how these next games go. I think the Giants are 3 games back now, and – you get to July or you get to the All-Star break. I feel like they've got a shuffle going on right now at first base, right? There's 4 different guys can play first with Schmidt and Flores. Wilmer's going to DH most of the rest of the time, but Lamont Wade and some other guys have played over there. I think this guy can solve a problem if you can just play one guy there every day. But I think you need to promote a guy when his mindset and his mental game is at the top. And that'll take a while. Get to Sacramento. And I would, when he starts swinging the bat like he is now, I would get him up to the warm weather in the summer, let him get some confidence, hit some bombs. And then you maybe make a move depending on where the team's at. I don't think they need to go out and trade for a first baseman or someone like that. I think he's the guy. And I know it's very sensitive nowadays with, we don't want to ruin a guy, we don't want to ruin his confidence, but he's going to be okay. And talking to him in spring training and work with him every morning, he's got confidence. And I think the ups and downs won't be that big. There won't be the big peaks and valleys. I think when the timing is right, I think you get him up here and you let him play.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I always have a joke, like, and again, I like Brandon Belt, but he wasn't 3 months in the minors away from becoming Willie McCovey. He kind of was what he was, right. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not trying to knock him. I'm just saying that, like, a couple of extra at-bats in the minors isn't going to make you some totally different player. The guy that I really like this year, and obviously he's healthy, and he's been struggling the last month, but he kind of reminds me of, and I wonder what you think about this. Randy Wynn was a guy you played with, I believe, only for like a half a season in 05. But Jungwoo Lee, once he gets that foot down and he starts his swing, the swing itself reminds me of Randy Wynn. Maybe not the pre-pitch setup and all that. I just really like his bat-to-ball skills, and I just think he's a really good player. Defensively, he's obviously been much better this year. I really like Jungwoo Lee, and I think that he's only scratching the surface. What's your assessment on Jungwoo Lee for the first couple of months that you've seen him in a Giants uniform?
Yeah, I really like him. When I was in spring training, I was there for after two or three days, and some of the coaches and even the manager and came up and asked me who opened my eyes. And I said Jungwoo Lee is the guy. He's a baseball player, right? You don't have to worry about him defensively, offensively. He's going to put the ball in play. He's very even keeled. And I agree with what you said. It's a different stance and timing mechanism. A lot of the Korean, Japanese players, they have that same kind. That's how they're taught over there, like to start early, get that foot down. But when he's on time and he can hit the ball all over the ballpark from left field line to right field line, going to play a great defense, going to run the base as well. He's kind of struggled a little bit lately. I think he's at about 270 something right now, but he was a guy that opened my eyes. He's a guy that you put in there. I don't know where he slots in the lineup. I kind of like him at like second or third in the lineup, maybe not leadoff, but he was the guy. And the other guy that I love was Elliot Ramos. He's just in his second year, but this guy's he's a baseball player also, and he can play, has fun, got a smile on his face, good attitude, plays hard. And those are the guys you like to see in the lineup, right? Always having fun, always playing hard. Those two guys were the two guys I loved in spring training. But I think if Jungwoo can keep it together and patrol that center field, he can keep this team together, get some big hits. He's got sneaky power. He was my favorite in spring training.
Hey, JT, great stuff this morning. We really appreciate your time. Good luck the rest of the way with the Oakland Ballers. We'll be watching for sure. I live in Oakland. I love taking my kids out to the games. Big win yesterday for you guys. So we appreciate the time this morning, and we'll do it again in the future, man.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Good stuff, JT.
JT Snow.
Always been a big fan.
One of the best first basemen in the history of the San Francisco Giants.
You know, McCovey and Cepeda also played first base for a long time. For most people, that's like the gold standard.
It's just such a cool name. I'm going to be honest. When I was like, JT Snow, is just everyone like, he was just such a cool dude.
He was so good.
JT, first of all, you got initials, so you're a badass already, JT. And then Snow. Come on, man.
After Will Clark left in free agency, they made one of the best trades the Giants have ever made. Alan Watson for JT Snow. Yes. It's an all-time great trade. And JT was a beloved Giant for so long. That being said, So two things that I really love. Number one, Bailey's got a lot going on with just like remembering the staff and the physical wear and tear of getting into the squat every single day and just catching 110, 120 games. Like that, that's a big demand. Now,
the physical tax.
Absolutely. And there's a mental tax as well, right? Now you add in, he's not just working on one swing, he's working on two separate swings, right? At the same time. I've kind of been talking about this. I don't know. I'm not saying that he needs to ditch one or the other. I just think he's got a lot going on his plate right now. And I know that Dave Fleming has said it very clearly to us. Hey, Posey said, I don't really care about his bat. I only care about his defense and, you know, controlling the staff. He's doing a great job there. I would say there's a happy medium. I'm not expecting him to give me Buster Posey output offensively. That's never going to be who he is. He does have to be better.
He does.
And I think he's complicating things right now. I said it from against lefties on the right side, he's batting 150. Against righties from the left side, he's like 195-ish.
There is something to be like too much on the plate and simplifying it. And that's what I actually appreciated from JT. Like when you go into a series, I'm not trying to get like, you know, I have 17 at bats and he looks at it. He tries to break it down. I'm not trying to go 17 for 17.
No.
He's like, can I get 5 or 6?
Yes.
Can I just start somewhere? Can I get on base a couple times? Get my confidence up? And it's as simple as that. That's why I ask the question sometimes. And I like that he liked my comparison of like, contagious can be good or negative.
No, in baseball, it absolutely is. We have a joke.
Yeah.
When things are cold, right, there's a fight at the bat rack once somebody gets a hit because everyone wants to get in the batter's box. But when you're in a slump, no one wants to hit.
No one, exactly. And that's kind of where the Giants are right now. And I thought it was interesting, and Sam got in my ear with this, and I agree. When he said that Adames is still trying to find his way at hitting at Oracle Park, there's part of me where it's just like, why should the park matter? And I get it, it does. I understand that. It's a new region. He's trying to like feel better in front of a home crowd. There's different gaps. How you play. But at the end of the day, just hit the ball. I don't care whether I have the bay in the background, the green monster. There's a slide at wherever the hell they're in, the Miller Park, whatever it's called now, Great American Ballpark. I don't know what it's called anymore. But like the dome, not the dome, like, is it too simple just to say, can you hit the damn ball?
No, I think that...
Why does it matter so much, I guess I'm asking? Like,
why does it matter? Like, do you think Aaron Judge would hit 70 home runs in Oracle Park? I do not. Like,
part of hitting 70 home runs is I got to see the ball get in the air with Adames. He's striking out.
Let's get into the science of this.
Please.
Like, let's get into the science. Okay. Is there a short right porch, a right center field porch in New York?
Yes.
Okay. Does the ball travel in the summer better in New York than it does in San Francisco?
Yes.
Okay. Those factor in. I'm not saying that's the end all be all, but that does factor into things. Like how far the ball actually travels at Marine Layer. Anybody who's hit a golf ball in San Francisco versus hitting a golf ball in Arizona.
I know. I hit North Carolina at the humidity last year in the heat.
So
yes,
then you know. So yes. there's a reality of science where the ball physically travels farther in those areas. Then there's the dimensions of each ballpark. There's batter eye in each ballpark, which is what you see behind the pitcher. And there are some backdrops that are more hitter friendly than others, right? These are real elements. And then you have the actual dimensions, which can be different. Like Houston, for example, and Fenway have short left field porches. Okay.
I hear you. And I understand exactly what you're saying here. I'm just saying, do away with all the stuff in the background. I'm almost going...
But the game's very mental.
I know. I'm going legend.
Like golf, the game is extremely mental. Why are there some fairways that you get onto the tee box and you look out into it and you go, gosh, it doesn't fit my eye.
I know. I'm going legend to Bagger Vance here for a second. There was a scene in there where whoever was playing, it was Bobby Jones. And like there's this whole thing where he was able to just push everything else away and it was just the green in front of him and he just hit it straight. That's all it is. All I'm asking for is we're talking simplifying things. Just don't even look at everything else. You see the grass.
it's easier said than done.
Players. I know it's easier said than done. I'm trying to be the therapist right now.
Okay.
All right. I'm trying to be Will Smith. He's caddy. Okay. In this scenario, just don't even look at everything else. Just try to get a damn hit. It's the same dimensions basically everywhere over the grass. Just get a damn hit, Willie. I'm not asking you to blow up the ball. I'm not asking once you start getting the contact, the home runs will come.
Joe, before the show started today, you brought up a name, Charlie Blackman.
Okay? Yeah, the Rodeo versus home sports.
Right,
I did.
Right. What did Charlie Blackman hit as a career at home?
It was like
330.
At home?
You said he hit 330 at home.
Oh, did I say that at home? I thought it was something. Okay,
that was it. His career batting average was like 290.
Hold on, let me pull it up actual splits right here.
Okay, pull up the splits. like, it's easier said than done, is what I'm getting at. And like you know, Willie Mays had a great point, and he wasn't trying to knock Hank Aaron. He loved Hank Aaron. He's like, if I would have played in Atlanta at that launching pad that he played, I'd have hit 800. But where did Willie play? He played at Candlestick Park before they put the surrounding, you know, stands in, and the wind was blowing in.
I got it right here. Charlie Black.
Charlie Black, who played his career Colorado with the Rockies.
So, home batting average in 3,095 at-bats at home. He batted 329.
Okay, that was at one of the greatest hitter parks with the humidor, whatever that's called.
Humidor.
Okay, 330, basically. Okay, what was his road splits?
In 3,070 at-bats on the road, he batted 256.
Okay, 256. We are talking about almost 75 points of difference, okay? Yeah. You don't think Charlie Blackmon was trying to do mental gymnastics to where he could hit better on the road?
You know, you gotta ask him.
The game is the most mental outside of golf. I can't think of a game. Free throws are very mental as well.
I'd go any individual sport is go mental, like tennis, golf.
A lot of them. And look, there's a mental aspect of football. There's a huge mental aspect of football. But my point being is, like, I think it's easy to say that, like, hey, all the variables are the same. Go and hit. It gets into your head. And then you start overcompensating. And then there's the reality of, like, a ball that you hit in Detroit the other day where it's windy for 20 miles per hour wind. It knocked the ball down 10 feet. Wilmer hit
a
home run
that
came back into the field, and Riley Green just stuck his glove up. That happens. That's baseball.
By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. We're going to pick up this conversation on the other side, put a bow on it, and this or that. We're going to revisit it. We did Charles Barkley versus Pat McAfee. And we'll explain on the other side, this or that. It's an oldie but a goodie. We're bringing it back this summer. And that's what's coming up next. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. They got a lot of talent on that roster. And more often than not, I'm going to go with the team that has more talent overall on the roster. But it's an interesting question when you start to come to compare the lineups with the pitching. I do think I'd take the Giants pitching overall over the Padres pitching. Cease, right? King, okay. Musgrove, so we'll see. Just speaks to the Giants and how good they've been pitching, but they got to start hitting the ball. And that is a fact, and hopefully it starts tonight. 4-game set there against the Pods. But we teased this before we had JT Snow on, Joe, and it was a this or that. And last week we started this on Friday, and we're something we're gonna be doing every single day. It could go long, go short, go however long you want it at 888-957-9570, and you can hit us up via call or text, and also on YouTube, which is powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And today's this or that, Joe. Do we have the intro? That's right, we have an intro. Let's go.
Light up the phone lines. Call 957-9570 right now. Because it's time for this or that.
All right, that is a sick. I remember this now.
So good.
Was this old butcher shop?
Yeah,
let's go.
With Covey too, I think.
And I had to crop out the Covey and Shasta.
That's fine. And Lucas fought on Alexander. This is a throwback.
Oh, this is back when he actually did work.
Well, that's back when he wore like flip flops and slides and like cheetah print socks and like basketball shorts.
So you know the guy in the Peanuts, Linus, who has like the dust cloud around him.
Is that Linus?
That's Pigpen.
Oh, Pigpen.
Pigpen.
Well, that would be Lucas back in the day, except it would be like a cannabis cloud around him at all times.
He said that name, and Carter told me there was a listener that came to one of the events that reminded him of Pigpen from Charlie Brown.
That's so mean.
And it just had me dying.
I mean, I could do that to Lucas, but you can't do that to
us. And I was dying, and I wasn't there. He just texted me because he was there. He's like, Spadone. He's like, dude, this guy looks just like, he reminds me of Pigpen. So that was so good.
If I said, like, the biggest brands in the last 20 years in sports media.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Sports These are the media. Two names that are going to be somewhere in the top 5-10, right?
And who are they?
It's Charles Barkley or Pat McAfee.
And when I say this or that, where does your mind go to? Because I like that it's open-ended when you just do this or that. Sometimes we're going to be more specific, like Brady or Mahomes, who you taking for a final draft.
Hot dog or a hamburger.
But we can leave it open-ended, this or that. Like, maybe you find them both insufferable, but one is a little less insufferable, so you take that guy instead. Or you love both of them for what they do, and maybe you lean more to the new generation and Pat McAfee, who I think leans into more of the character of a Pat McAfee, more so.
You don't think Barkley's playing a character?
He is, but I do think he's pretty genuine for the most part.
I think he knows exactly what he's doing.
But
like with the Warriors.
You watched him as a player, though, Joe. You watched him as a player.
Almost his whole career.
But wasn't he like that in interviews?
Not like this.
No?
No. No, he was way angrier when he played.
Oh, okay.
No, he was. He was just way angrier when he played. Like now,
he's still pretty angry.
Now there's like a, to me, there's like a twinkle in his eye when he does all of his shticks, right? For example, he's been saying that the Warriors are a jump shooting team for 20 years, it feels like. And now he's so committed to the bit, it doesn't even feel real.
Well, he was wrong, obviously, that they were just a jump shooting team.
Well, if you say it long enough, eventually you'll be right, because they'll all retire.
Then 2016, he's like, see, I told you, I mean, you can't win it, right?
It's ridiculous.
And then they got Kevin Durant, and it was just overkill at that point. But Chuck versus the Bay Area is such a good rivalry. And Warriors fans, you know you love it deep down. Like, he says that stuff and makes fun of the region and all that. And also, I will give him a pass when it comes to that regard, because he did put his money where his mouth is, and he was a big advocate when they did come to the Bay during All-Star Game weekend. He was living it up, and he was being a good ambassador.
Let me make this clear. Chuck is himself, a version of himself that he chooses to keep on repeat. That's the way I would describe it.
Okay.
Right? Similar to like when people meet me, they're like, wow, you really are the way you are. It's like, yeah, I am. But the radio version is a version. I have many layers to who I am, and some I choose to let the audience in on, and some I don't.
Like if like an average person or fan walks up and you're just waiting in line to like pick up your coffee or something.
Yeah, we'll shoot
it. And exactly, but I'm not going to come into like just like, hey, Joe, like, oh, what do you think about this Giants? Like, I'm not going to expect you to yell, oh, my God, did you see that play? It's just like you'll be very like calm and relaxed. You'll be with your baby. Like LJ will be right there. Like, yeah, you know, I don't know. Just but like people might be like, oh, maybe Joe's not as far as but I thought. I was like, no, there's just different levels of being.
Well, like, there's inversions like yes. You know, in the words of the great Tupac. Right. And I believe that I can give you Brenda's Got a Baby. And I can also give you Hit 'Em Up.
Oh.
It just depends what day it is.
Sure, okay.
Right? Or what the topic might be. Jeez. You know, you want me to be in the front row at church at St. Cecilia's, but you also want me in the bleachers every now and then, right?
Hey, this is Charles Barkley. I hope you're enjoying the NBA playoffs on TNT. And I hope you have enjoyed my T-Mobile Fave 5 list. I'm a dumbass.
Was that like a Ron Burgundy moment where he just reads everything off the prompter? Oh, that's so good. So this or that. You're picking Charles Barkley, you're picking Pat McAfee.
I want to hear from
McAfee.
Older people. I want to hear from younger people. Like, does McAfee connect with the older crowd?
I like McAfee.
Okay,
do.
So who are you taking?
There was part of me that didn't want to, like him. But then, like, College Game Day in Berkeley happened.
Okay.
And he just ingratiated himself to the... And that's what a good WWE person, that's what a good showman does. You either play the heel, or you lean into it and you're the face. And he balances that so damn well. And here's an example
of
it.
Is he who he is, though, or is this a version of who he is?
No, it's a shtick. Yeah. It's a shtick, but when you're a television personality, I'll look past that. Now, do I go to him for the X's and O's of football? No, I do not. Like, I do think that Charles does still have good points on X's and O's. I do think that's lost in all of this.
Kenny is the one who brings the X's and O's on that show.
I do, but I do think Chuck is very succinct to his points with certain things that is very refreshing, where he just calls it like he sees it. With certain things like, man, like when Steph went down, he's like, they just don't have the depth, man. Like, when you lose a star player, like, there's part of me where we're in an era where they're trying to sugarcoat everything. When I was watching, Joe, the Super Bowl with Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady, and they refused to say the game was over with like 7 or 8 minutes. I was like, guys, you can start talking about like the legacies and the everything.
But
the game's over.
But broadcasting the whole game is different from the pre and post and different from. A Monday through Friday television.
Sure, I'll say that. But, like, if Charles Barkley's going to play, like, this game's over, like, he'll say that. Like there is levels of it. Like, Troy Aikman would have said, yeah, Joe, this game's over. Like, you know, like we can start talking about the
Troy's also been doing it for 2 decades.
So is Charles. This is what I'm getting at here. I do find his bluntness very refreshing. Now, maybe it's gotten to the point where some people are like, God, he's just too blunt. Could he even talk about the game normally anymore? And that's an argument, to be fair. But I do think his X's and O's talk still is better than McAfee's, where he just kind of bounces off the AJ Hawks, bounces off people.
So who are you taking, McAfee or Barkley, this or that? And we're going to go around the room at 888-957-9570. McAfee or Charles Barkley? You can only pick one. And they both might not be your cup of tea.
I'm still leaning Chuck. I like both of them. I'm leaning Chuck still overall at the end of the day.
How old are you?
I am going to be 32 on Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go to Carter. So you're 32. You're going to take Chuck. Okay, yeah. That's good. Carter, what about you?
I'm leaning toward Chuck, too, just because I don't love the McAfee show, I love him on College Game Day. Okay. Like, he's great.
Why don't you like the McAfee show?
I just, like, if I'm watching a sports television show, like, I don't need the comedy, too. Like, I'm going to go to comedy elsewhere. And I think he's hysterical, though, on College Game Day, and the environment's right for it, and I don't know.
No, he's perfect for a live audience.
I think that Chuck would be better if he had his own show than McAfee is on his show. That's my hot take, too.
That's an element I hadn't considered. Sam Lubman, what about you? Who are you taking, this or that? I mean, Charles Barkley or Pat McAfee?
I mean, I remember when I dressed as Pat McAfee for Halloween a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It was just a tank top. That was all.
Yeah, very easy
costume. You basically wear that all the time anyway.
Yeah, as I wear my t-shirt. No, but the other day, I'm probably taking Chuck, though, just because, like, I mean, Pat is fun, but I think at the end of the day, just Chuck is a more fun character. At the end of the day, he's my favorite Warrior hater, too. So, yeah, no, I'm probably going Chuck here slightly over Pat. But the way Pat was at game day really won me over. So it's going Chuck, but very, very slim margin there. You guys want to know what the YouTubers are thinking about?
What are they saying?
Sam?
Yeah. So with 95 votes now reporting, Charles Barkley is in the lead 73%. To 27%.
See, I'm going
to
take Pat McAfee, and here's why. I'm going to take Pat McAfee. I am so jealous at the infrastructure ESPN has created for him. Yeah. He gets everyone. He gets Shams. He gets Shefty. I mean, he literally gets anyone on the planet who is important. The next day, you turn on the television, because we have it on in the studio, even though we're not listening to it, and I'm like, God, he's talking to Windhorse.
He did get LeBron in studio.
I mean...
Who doesn't do any interviews at all?
The LeBronversation.
Yes.
Right? Like, he did it all. Like, I'm jealous.
The LeBronversation's so good.
It's a great name.
LeBronversation.
It's so good.
That is one of the best words you've ever made up on the show.
Like, I'm jealous of everything that Pat McAfee has. I wish I would be able to have that infrastructure and the money behind me. And I'm not knocking him. Like, he's doing a version of a show I'm jealous of. Because he can kind of say whatever he wants and do whatever he wants to anyone he wants at ESPN or above and never get in trouble.
And he's going to have Charles Barkley as a guest, I'm sure, frequently next year.
He's had NBA him on. Season.
No. But, like, now he's going to be, like, in studio and stuff because ESPN.
Joe, he has so much of a backing from ESPN and all their infrastructure. He's built and earned the empire he has, and it took me a long time to come around on it. He's great for television.
It's this or that. Who you taking, McAfee, or you taking Charles Barkley? 888-957-9570. Here's little snippets of both again. Here's Pat McAfee talking about a drunk, obnoxious Georgia fan.
What's that coming down the track? It's the mean machine in the red and black.
Jealous.
No, the best part of that is that it's the SEC championship game a couple years ago. It's Georgia Bama, and then he takes Bama right after it. And he's like, I'm going Alabama, and everyone booed the hell out of him. And the Bama was underdogs heading into that game. Obviously, Jalen Milroe, they win it. They go to the Rose Bowl. They end up losing to Michigan. But he's so good at playing up to the crowd. And there is something about Charles is too. He is, but not to the level, I feel like, of Pat McAfee. In a college atmosphere, he plays, man.
Do you think the 20-year-olds are taking... I want to hear from like some younger audience members and some older ones. Do you think they're taking Pat or Charles? Because the one thing that you want to be in this industry is connecting to the young people. If you connect to the young people...
I love the young
people. You override everything because they search you out.
Well, let's go to...
They determine who's
awesome.
Let's
go to Jonas in Eastside San Jose. He has a this or that.
408.
Jonas, who are you taking? Chuck, are you taking Pat?
Really talking this or that for media personalities? Sure. As a player, Pat McAfee, was a punter in high school at Nitty.
Love it. Let's go.
I'm the older audience, so I'm NWO for life.
Let's go. Hey, Jonas, real quick. Punters are people, too. I consider you a legitimate football player. Okay?
Unless you're Mitch Wisnowski, who just got cut.
Shasky might not, but I got your back, Jonas, all right?
Let's go, Jonas.
Hey, punters are legitimate players. Trust me on that one. But media personality, I got to go with Barkley.
Oh.
The one thing that stood out was how Barkley, and look it up on YouTube, how he described the playing games for the 7, 8, and 9, 10 seeds. He called them all losers. Look that up. There are loser, baby losers, and losers. And then on the other conference, Ernie Johnson would say, oh, I think it's probably going to be the same thing on the other side, too. You cannot go wrong with a media personality as Charles Barkley.
You really can't.
Thank you, Jonas. Great call there. I went like Ace Ventura there. Lehu Zeher. That's what I was thinking of right there.
But do you think Charles could do 5 days a week and on a Saturday like McAfee?
I don't think he wants to.
No, but I also think
age factors into this. Yeah.
Like, I don't think, I don't know. I don't think Charles has enough versatility to be able to do all the. Because I saw him on the golf thing and he was funny. Remember that? What was it? The challenge? One of
the match.
There we go. You're right. It was the match. And he was okay.
He was all right.
He was okay.
And he has like some one-liners here or there.
Pat McAfee's funny in like almost every setting.
Well, he does like legitimately like calls like, and again, you can like make fun of WWE all you want. It is scripted. I never call it fake, but it is scripted. But like a lot of the stuff is ad-libbed. Like they're going off script when it comes to like the Jim Rosses of the world, the Pat McAfee's, Joe Tessitore's doing play-by-play. Like you got to be up with it. You know what's kind of going to happen, but you got to be funny. You got to be entertaining. Yes. You got to sell it. And what he does very well is sell whatever he is putting out there. He is a great salesman when it comes to that.
Now, that being said, if, let's say I'm Major League Baseball and the All-Star Game's coming up, if they said, hey, we're going to have Charles Barkley on the pregame festivities with David Ortiz and Alex Rodriguez, I would probably be like, oh, let's lean forward. I don't want to leave the room.
Right.
Barkley's in here.
Right.
If they did Pat McAfee, I would probably do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Because I want to see those guys interact with those other guys.
That's exactly what it was. I want to see Alex Rodriguez attempt to interact. It was almost funny when they had the game out there. Where was it? Alabama? Rickwood? And it was Barry Bonds talking that talk with Ken Griffey Jr. And Alex Rodriguez. And he's just saying, what would have you done against, was it Satchel Paige?
He's like, I would have went yard. It was classic Barry.
It's classic.
By the way, he was right.
He was right.
I mean, it's like there's nothing. He's told no lies.
Right. And Alex Rodriguez probably saying the same thing. Well, it was funny because Ken Griffey is just so much more subdued as a personality compared to Barry. Like, he saw it in the social crime. He's like, yeah, you know, you got to give them credit. And so I was like, Barry's like, hell no. I kill these guys. I'm killing them. That's what he said. I kill that guy. It was so good. I love Barry.
But I do believe that part of the charm of that show, talking about Inside the NBA, as it's going away, at least from TNT, and I'm sure the version will be different. Part of the beauty of that show was that Kenny was the one that provided the real analysis.
He was the straight man in all this. And the joke that was that show, not saying that the show was a joke, but it was funny. There was a funny element to it. Exactly. There had to be a level of, because it is a pre and post game, some respectability when it comes to the X's and O's. And he brought that.
But he also understood when and where to throttle up and down and then laugh at himself, make fun of himself. And then I look at someone like Shaq, and I was very worried when they added Shaq to that show.
Right.
Shaq's a mumbler, and he kind of talks like this. And he
has a very deep voice.
But he's also the class clown.
Yes.
And he's kind of like perfect because he has more NBA resume than Barkley, and he can kind of shove rings in his face.
It's all what he leans on. When he's losing, it's
it's kind of great.
It's the little brother argument or big brother argument. He's like, you're just losing. It's like, I got four rings. What do you know?
But yeah. Barkley was great.
Yeah, he was one of the best players.
Shaq's one of the greatest also as well. You know what I mean? Like,
Charles is probably on the short list of greatest players to never win a ring, right?
It's him, yes. Tony Gwynn, Barry Bonds. I mean, in that sport, in basketball, it's even more exclusive.
Dan Marino, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a handful of guys that I think of that didn't win rings. Chris Paul's going to be another one.
Right, and he's one
of the guys. I'm taking Barkley over Paul.
Well, exactly, and I like Barkley, too, because he had the respect of Michael Jordan, and like when he brings up the stories, like playing up against Jordan or playing on the Dream Team, all of that. Like, I love that stuff.
Joe, you're too young. I rooted so hard for that Phoenix Suns team to beat Jordan.
Yeah.
They had so many guys I rooted for. A.C. Green and Dan the Man Marley and Danny Ainge was on that team and Charles Barkley. And I mean, that team was a lot of fun. I rooted really hard. KJ, like, that was a squad.
You know what was funny that Jonas brought up there first? Because he's like, the media personality. I didn't even think about the player-to-player comparison, which is just funny how he thought about that. It's like, wait, Charles Barkley the player versus Pat McAfee the player? It's not even close. But I was like, that's funny that he even went there because I didn't even think about that. But Pat was really good in his position as a punter in all of this. We sleep on how good he was for the Colts. He was first-team All-Pro, hit some bombs for that team.
Sure.
And he was good.
But I think part of his whole mystique is a punter is acting like that. I do think that is kind of in the equation.
His whole thing was for the brand, right? Like, he brought that whole, like, level.
Did you hear about the Ursay thing?
No, what?
So, like, he was saying that when he was playing on the Colts and when, you know, Ursay passed away, right?
Jim Ursay, former owner of the Indianapolis Colts.
And he was saying that he was first on the team to be active on Twitter.
Yeah.
And Jim Ursay saw what he was doing, brought him up into the, and I'm paraphrasing the story, but he brought him up into the, you know, owner's whatever office.
Yeah.
And, like, he became active on Twitter as a result of Pat McAfee, the punter, being active on Twitter. And he said, hey, it will endear you to your fans if they feel like they can reach out and touch you.
Right.
And it was really interesting. And I know that now, obviously, Jim Irsay passed away, and we had a conversation about, you know, just drugs and alcohol.
Sure.
But there is something about, like, guys like Irsay running a team are few and far between now.
Yes.
These characters.
Yeah.
Joe Lacob, embrace him.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many of these billionaire guys that are taking over teams want to be as eccentric as a Joe Lacob. Like, the character days of ownership, it's very different. When the Irsays took over the team, I mean, The team was worth very little compared to what the team is worth now if it goes up for sale.
Jeffrey Lurie is kind of one of those guys a little bit right now. You don't hear from him as much, but obviously, obviously you saw the whole back and forth Jed and him. And
yeah. Like,
attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is taking too long, and it was just, it's funny because he's obviously owns the Philadelphia Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie, and they've won, and but it's Philadelphia, right? It's never quite good enough, and there always feels like there's a hot seat to win there in Philadelphia, and he's kind of been one of those guys that personified that. But to your point, even him, he's not like an Al Davis type. Like Al Davis was a big influence on Jim Irsay, and he spoke about that. I think last time the Raiders lost to the Colts, it was the Jeff Saturday game, and it was Jeff Saturday.
I forgot he coached them for
a couple
weeks.
Win. That was his only interim coach win. And it was Matt Ryan had like a 20-yard scramble, like 50-year-old Matt Ryan. But after the game, Jim Irsay was on Twitter. He was like, just win, baby. He was just doing that. And he's like, I can say that. Al was one of my biggest like confidants, and I leaned on him a lot when it came to my ownership. I was like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense when I think about like Mavericks and guys that are out there. Could you imagine Al Davis on Twitter, by the way? If he wouldn't even like, he wouldn't even like dealt with that. He just wouldn't. He'd be like, almost like Belichick in a way where he just like, just get out of my face. I'm not talking about that crap. But it just goes to show the characters and Pat McAfee leaning from a character that was Jim Irsay, obviously. It's a great story.
So, you know, I'm thinking about inside the NBA kind of going away, at least the version that we're accustomed to of it going away. And it got me thinking about things that have gone away in sports that helped shape my sports passion.
Yeah.
And I know Around the Horn just ended. And I guess for a lot of people, Around the Horn is one of those shows.
Yeah.
For me, it's more PTI than Around the Horn, though at one point in time, I did watch Around the Horn religiously.
I liked watching when it came to certain subjects and subject matter, when it was my team involved, and I knew Around the Horn was going to be talking about them. This was back when, obviously, there wasn't a lot of content catered to just your individual team.
No.
So, obviously, we had sports talk radio for, like, the Giants, but, like, there's something to be said about, like, hey, man, like, I want to hear, you know, the Tony Realis of the world, like, teeing up conversations to the Plaschke's, the Woody Pages, whatever you think about them, the Kalishaws, all of them. The fact that they're talking about, you know, the Niners or the Giants.
When you saw the Niners on the bottom right hand or the right hand side scroll, you're like, I gotta wait
because
I totally agree.
There's a national conversation about my team, and I was like, cool, man, like I feel a part of that. For some, it's just weird. Like, I don't know how else to explain it, that you just felt included in the conversation. Your team felt it, thus you did too. There was that value for me as a fan growing up watching.
But I'm thinking about just like the NBA as a whole and the product and how it's covered, and then how do you like lure people in? There was a point in my life when I was way younger. If I said the name Ahmad Rashad to me and my buddies, like it meant something.
NBA on NBC, right?
The name of the show, I believe, and I got it written down right here, NBA Inside Stuff.
Well, I just think of Ahmad Rashad by like talking about stock up, stock down. After the Jordan doc, his stock was never higher. He was in every single one of those clips because he was so tight with Michael Jordan.
Joe, on Saturday morning, there were two shows. It was NBA Inside Stuff, and then there was This Week in Baseball, right? And when you didn't have 50,000 cable channels, like guys like him, like I immediately associate Ahmad Rashad with the NBA, even though I know he played.
He was a four-time Pro Bowler in the NFL during a time.
Most people don't know that.
But they don't know that he was a wide receiver. By the way, the guy's 75. He's my dad's age.
He looks incredible.
And he looks like he's like 55. It's insane.
But so like NBA Inside Stuff, you guys probably don't remember, but it was like a variety show of behind-the-scenes NBA stuff. And we would watch it on Saturday mornings, either right after cartoons or instead of the cartoons. And it really shaped me growing up, like a lot. Why are we laughing so hard?
I'm sorry. The Ahmad Rashad. Carter gets in my ear. He said, did you peep the groomsman for his wedding? Yes, it was
very niche.
Worst groomsman ever for your wedding.
It was O.J. Simpson and Bill Cosby.
No way. Amar Rashad had O.J. Simpson and Bill Cosby as his groomsmen?
Yes.
Oh, I think.
Was Diddy there?
He was the ring bearer. I don't know. It just, oh, my God.
And was Jeffrey Epstein not available
stop,
that weekend?
Stop.
Jesus.
Stop.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to laugh at the absurdity of the entire thing.
Stop! Inside the NBA going away, I think it's going to, like, I legitimately feel like it's going to hurt the NBA.
But it's not, like,
I don't know how to quantify
away,
it.
Right?
Like, but, okay, if I ask you, like, for baseball, what's been a big knock? I think baseball tonight evaporating and ESPN not being as dedicated to baseball has hurt baseball.
There's not a consistent voice or a collection of voices that I associate with the game of baseball anymore.
It used to be Joe Morgan and John Miller.
There, and I used to associate it with that sport. Yes, and then even in Carl Ravage to an extent.
Carl Ravage
in the broadcast, because I think that's when he is at his best. Baseball Tonight as being the host of that. He was really good at doing that. And then he had a collection of players. Barry Larkin for a minute.
I love
was
Barry
really
Larkin.
Good.
Well, Harold Reynolds was the best.
Even Curt Schilling. I know what you wanted to say about him as a I get it. There's a lot baked into it. The person, Curt Schilling, which he's a horrible human being. I thought he was really good as an analyst when he was on there, though, and I appreciated him talking about big game and big moments and big things like that. I tuned in there. Tim Kirkchin, Buster Olney being a part of that. I loved that entire thing. It was great. But now that's gone, and, like, I don't think of Carl Ravage as a play-by-play guy. I just
no,
don't.
I don't either.
He's just not that.
He's a studio guy.
Eduardo Perez, he's a studio guy.
I don't like, and I like Eduardo as a person
he's
and what he represents
guy,
and all that stuff because he has great stories. I mean, he grew up in the Reds, you know, clubhouse. He has great stories. But, yeah, no, I'm with you on that. It's not John Miller and Joe Morgan.
It's not.
Joe Morgan being salty and John Miller being one of the greatest voices.
And Joe Morgan had a great voice just for broadcasting.
Yeah, but he was
so
also
relaxing.
A hater.
He was.
That was part of him, who he was.
I love the old grumpy hater. Yes.
Yeah, you know, I loved him. I think about other things that have gone away that have hurt sports. Like, I think College Game Day, not, like, Lee Corso was coming to the end in terms of being on television. He got old, right? Them incorporating Pat McAfee injected new life into College Game Day.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
No, it absolutely did.
College Game Day sets up, like, the college football being the number two watched thing on sports in all of America would not be where it is if it weren't for College Game Day.
And I do think...
Would you agree?
No, I absolutely agree with that. And I do think there's an element to the NFL kind of looking for that too a little bit because... You're seeing a changing of the guard with Fox. Jimmy Johnson's going to be stepping away. Terry Bradshaw's going to be stepping away.
It's too old. Jimmy Johnson, I love him. I love Jimmy Johnson. I love Terry Bradshaw. I love Howie Long. It shaped me.
Yeah.
It's too old.
And Howie Long still, like, I don't think that guy's aged the last two decades.
I mean, he
by
looks
the way.
Phenomenal.
He's in great shape. He's 65, but he's getting up there, too. How long does he want to keep doing this, obviously? But he's still there. Like, he's fine. Michael Strahan's solid. He's good. And that was going to be that next iteration, right? I thought when Strahan came along, they were going to start doing the
Gronk's
changing.
Gronk's good.
Gronk's okay. I like Edelman. I think they should feature Edelman a lot more on Fox and their broadcast.
There's too many of them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.